Radio 1.
Newsbeat. 1.
Mark and Lard's Big Day Out. Live from Alton Towers with Sum 41. On Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Mark and Lard, the kings of pop.
That's Travis and Flowers in the Window, and before that, Basement Jacks, Where's Your Head At? This is Mark and Lard, live from Alton Towers. Well, it's so far so good.
Yeah, should we go home now?
It's going very well, isn't it? Let's cut our losses. We're at Alton Towers today, and the reason we've come here is because they're opening a new roller coaster today, which is called... Well, in fact, it opens tomorrow, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
And it's called Air, and we thought it would be great and hilarious to be on air...
On air.
On...
Laugh, everyone. Come on. That's what you're here for.
That's as good as the jokes are going to get today. So we're going to go on the roller coaster. What's special about this one is that it's the first one that I know of where you actually lie down and assume a flying position.
And it's the first one I've ever been on when somebody nearly lost a lunch. No right. Names, no pack drill.
Me.
You.
Me, right. More of which later. So we're at Alton Towers, and as you know, we've got a competition winner here. And Catherine has brought Harper Adams University with her.
Yeah!
And also Rachel, who got the runners-up prize and brought a few as well. See, that was good, because you see how many Catherine brought and how many Rachel got.
It just
demonstrated the size of the main prize and the runners-up prize, didn't it? You know?
And now then, we're going to say, like, a big cheer for everybody who thinks that we're great. See, yeah, it's working.
You've got the audience in your pocket, lad. Right, so other things that I say. So we're going on that laser, and, well, we've been on it.
Yeah.
And I've just about got myself back together.
We've been on it twice.
I've been sitting here. We're sitting in the... they've got a sort of cafe-cum-shop at the end of it, right?
You buy some air underpants.
Right, which people have just been painting and putting together late last... In fact, this morning.
Yep.
And I've been sat here for a while, just huddled up, looking a bit pathetic, and I've lost count of the people saying... You're all right, Mark. You look a bit peaky.
Well, you are a bit peaky.
I'm just gradually coming round. So that's what we do today. We're at Alton Towers. We're also delighted to say that Ralph Little is with us today.
Hello.
Yay!
That's a proper cheer.
You did that with them, didn't you? Typical.
Ralph Little, fellow Boltonian.
Yes.
Proudly. Went to the same school as me.
Did he? Yeah, I didn't know you went to Boston.
And it was in the new film 24 Hour Party People, which is all about factories. So we'll talk loads about that. And the royal family and other things a bit later on. Also, playing for us live today, we've got Sum 41!
Yay!
Who are playing on a little stage over the other side. There's another roller coaster called Nemesis. And your stage is sort of right in the middle of it, guys, isn't it?
Yep. Right in under it.
Right in under
it. There's a stage there because there's blood gushing all over the place.
There is. There's like a red...
It's the most rock and roll place to play.
Right, yeah, there is a red stream there coming down in a torrent. Where were you playing last night, guys? Because you came in late, didn't you?
Cambridge.
Yeah. And how was... Did Cambridge rock?
It was rocking.
Yeah, it was rocking.
Yeah, no blood.
No streams of blood there.
Stream.
And you've got to get straight off after this. You're going to playing tonight in...
Portsmouth.
So you've got a helicopter, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh. Rock and roll.
Okay. So listen, I think it's great to have you here. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks.
We'll play a record by Pink, which I almost played before inadvertently, as you probably noticed a bit of it. But,
don't matter.
Hey, these things happen. So we'll play that, and Lardy Boy, if you go over with the Sum 41 guys over to the stage, and we'll have a live tune after this, if that's okay?
Yep. Yes.
All right, then. So Sum 41 playing live from Nemesis. Oh, no, Nemesis. Isn't it? Nemesis. At Alton Towers after a bit of Pink. right, Pink, I get the party started. This is Radio 1. It's Mark and Lard live from Alton Towers.
Hooray!
Now, you see, what's happened now is Sum 41 have gone to play on the stage over the other side of this little bit, the Forbidden Valley of Alton Towers, and there's no one left here apart from me and Genial Joe and the Dark Prince, and, Ralph's still here.
Hello.
Ralph's still here. But somewhere, hopefully, with a radio mic over the other side by Nemesis and the River of Blood should be Lardy Boy. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello!
Ah, it's all going swimmingly, isn't it?
Now, first of all, it would be rude not to ask for another Alton Towers cheer. Come on, everyone!
Yes, very good.
Excellent.
So get that out of the way.
Describe to us where you are, Lardy Boy.
We are actually right in the heart of Nemesis, these rivers of blood flowing below us. We're on a little stage with a little roof on it. We did try and erect one of these for us to broadcast from, didn't we, yesterday?
It blew away. I mean, we should point out that the weather, you know, as predicted, is absolutely diabolical, isn't
Rotten.
It?
Rotten. Well, then again, do you remember it tried to rain when we were in Verona in Spain, so I think it's us.
It must be us. I mean, Nemesis, of course, you know, for people who don't know it, was loads of people, it's kind of like a little alien being, but sort of magnified massively, and tendrils and tentacles going through this, curling through the valley, isn't it?
It's like, it's like Paul Daniels on a track.
Right, very nice. No, that's nicely put, that. Right, okay. Yeah.
So would you like to just have a word with one of the lucky punters out here?
Yeah, go on. See how people are feeling. Go
I've
on.
I've got a charismatic young man down here. You're right, son.
Yeah.
See? It's the tension and excitement down here that is just absolutely driving me wild, I tell you. I mean, Nemesis is a white-knuckle ride. It's nout compared to this, I tell you.
That was a great interview.
Well,
you know, it's just a shame that's life has finished now, because, they used to have people on the street who say, all right, mate.
Yep.
It's Radio 4's loss, I tell you.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Right, OK, well, we've got the band ready to go now, so should we have a bit of Sum 41, everyone? Yeah! OK, now, what are you going to play for us, Cone?
Oh, what are we going to play? In Too Deep.
Yeah, I asked the bass player, it's my fault, no offence. Okay, Sum 41 and In Too Deep, let's go, lads.
There you go, Sum 41 performing live at Alton Towers. And we'll have, do you have another couple of songs later on?
That'd be great, it sounds great, doesn't it?
They do, it sounds terrific, yeah.
On Radio 1.
Westwood, The Rapture.
Nothing but flavour blasting off.
As we proceed.
Tonight, 11 till 2.
It's Westwood, it's Radio 1, be part of it. It's the music that you need in your life. It's got all the biggest artists, all the best artists. We've got remixes, exclusive joints, freestyles. We've got everything going on. It's all about bringing the heat. Representing the UK rap scene, all the latest out of New York, out of the West Coast, out of the Dirty South. It's just about bringing the hottest music first to Radio 1.
Westwood, The Rap Show. Tonight, 11 till 2.
That's how we get down. Big. Now drop the bomb. We're connected to the street. The street lets us know what they want to hear.
That's Daniel Bedingfield, Radio 1, live from Alton Towers. The email that seems to be working, so Jeff and Frazzle.
Oh, yeah.
In Aldwick. Jeff's car's been written off, so can you give him a no need for the bloke who ran into him?
No need!
All right, then. It's 24 minutes past.
One.
And we have had a song from Sum 41. As I said, Ralph Little is with us today. So, now you've had a chat.
Hello?
Yes, all right then, we are here.
Very funny.
Do you come to Alton Towers a lot? I mean, you've been before, haven't you?
I have been before a few times. I've not been for a little while, but somebody kneecap him. I've not been for a few years, and I haven't tested out all the new rides, but the last time I remember was like Nemesis was fairly new.
So yeah, right. Which is still a great ride, isn't it?
It's a bit special. It is. I've already been on it today. It's not half bad.
I know, and you've been on air. In fact, you're the first person.
I'm the first person to, the proud owner of the first air photograph.
Well,
which is good.
All right.
It's good. Let's go. We'll put it up to the
light. There you go. Can you see that?
That is a great photo.
That is great, isn't it? Everybody's appreciating that.
Are you going to get the key ring as well?
I might just do. There's a lot of excitement on that face there, which I think says it all.
No, it is. It looks great. The other thing, of course, is we're all wearing orange ponchos today, aren't we?
More of a statement, I think, than a weatherproof device, certainly.
It's been pouring down, and it is freezing.
It's very cold.
Very, very cold.
Yeah. As soon as we planned this and bringing loads of people to watch a band in the open air, I thought, well, it was bound to be freezing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I kind of did arrive here this morning and think this probably wasn't the best idea.
Thanks for that.
I'm here now, and I'm not complaining because I will be here for the rest of the day going on all the rides and then see who's moaning after that.
You have been on air then, so we've been on it, and it was interesting because obviously we came last night, you only came today.
Yeah.
And a few drinks were taken.
One or three.
A few drinks were taken, and then you go down to breakfast, you think, I'll have the healthy option, and then all the cooked stuff's there, and who can resist it?
And it's a long day, you convince yourself that you've got to have a fry up, but you don't need one.
stuff up for the day.
Yeah. I think Alpen might have been the business for you.
It should have been, because my second time on air,
But didn't you technically fill yourself up for about 2 hours before it came flying back out again?
Something like that. So what did you make of it then, riding on a roller coaster sort of face down?
I thought it was fantastic, actually. I was doing my Superman impression, and as you go, it's a bit slower than Nemesis, but it does feel like you're flying.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. It's not as fast, but it's definitely...
flips you over on your back as well, which is quite disconcerting.
Well, there's one bit where you're doing a little loop and just facing the sky, and you've not really quite a clue where you are or what you're doing, and that's probably the best bit of it.
It was hailing when we were on, wasn't it? You can hear the results of me and Lard on air very shortly, right? We'll do that on air. It's working, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I like what you've done there. I think it's a good gag.
Thanks very much. We won't kill it, you know.
I think just keep doing it and it'll get better.
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing you could do would labour it, wouldn't it? Kept saying on air because this roller coaster. Because
I could do the joke off air.
I wish I could have gone on air.
It's a three-way thing.
I thought he killed it. Anyway, all right, we're live from Alton Towers. You can hear me and Lard on air in a while, and we've got more from Ralph Little and more live music, and also we'll be talking to our competition winners. I mean, you know, I think you missed your caller. That was just such a great interview you did there. You know?
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, all right. We've also got some top tunes, as ever. This is our record of the week from Doves. An absolute toppermost tune, that is our record of the week from Doves, There Goes the Fear, and it comes out on the 15th of April, isn't it, right? Is that right? Yeah, the 15th of April, yeah. Yes, it is. And also, they're on tour, they're supporting Travis in the stadiums, isn't it? So it's probably...
It's a good night out.
Pretty good night out, you would have to say, definitely.
Radio 1.
All right, coming up more live from air at Alton Towers, more from Sum 41 from Ralph Little, and also we've got some tunes, we've got Ja Rule and Shy FX coming up very shortly. It's 1:31 on Radio 1, and with the news, Nazanin Mashiri.
A man's found guilty of starting a fire at a hostel in Australia.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
A homeless fruit picker's facing life in prison for murdering 15 people, including 7 British backpackers, in a blaze at a hostel in Queensland. Jurors took 2 days to decide Robert Long started the fire at Childers 2 years ago. Newsbeat's Phil Mercer was in court.
The prosecution had painted a picture of Robert Long, an itinerant fruit picker, as a menacing loner. He hated backpackers, he threatened to kill an Indian student, and he threatened to torch the hostel a week before the fire broke out 2 years ago.
Cancer research groups have welcomed a decision by the government's medicine watchdog to allow the expensive breast cancer drug Herceptin to make available across the NHS. The Foreign Office now say 4 Britons are dead after a plane crash in Cuba. It's thought all 17 people on the light aircraft were killed when it came down near the city of Santa Clara. The plane said to have been more than 50 years old. British skier Alan Baxter will be trying to keep his Olympic bronze medal later as he meets officials in Switzerland to convince them he's innocent. He failed a drugs test after he apparently used the wrong type of nasal spray. Bury have managed to keep themselves in business for the time being, at least. A judge has ruled that despite all their financial problems, they can keep going until the end of the season. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 2:30.
One. Mark and Lard, big day out. Big. Live from Alton Towers with Sum 41 on Radio 1.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1. Hopelessly devoted to you.
As the beat is taking over your soul.
Okay, that was Shy FX and T Power and Shake Your Body. Before that, Ja Rule and Always on Time, which we know by now, don't we?
Shake Your Body, how appropriate.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
We will.
Because this is Mark and Lard. We're live from Alton Towers. Live music from Sum 41. Ralph Little in an area.
Glorious sunshine.
Well, is that. Are we trying to perpetuate
rain.
That illusion
no,
now?
No, it's rain and sleet, isn't it?
Rain and sleet, and it is blooming cold. But this is one of the main reasons for us coming, because we're now, and this is a gift really for a radio show, on air.
We're on air.
On air.
On air. Yeah, live.
Exactly.
On air.
So this is the new ride, which is called Air.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting to go. We're on the front row. We're in the kind of, a sort of concrete tunnel with huge turquoise girders.
winding through it, aren't we?
I think that sums it up.
Yeah,
really.
And there's a big pool of water. Everywhere you go, people are still painting it, aren't they? There's like paintbrushes and pots of paint.
There's people with big welders saying, yeah, that should hold.
Yeah, it's very reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're in very chunky harnesses. We've got we've got like a rubber vest over us, haven't we? Really?
And rubber pants.
Well, you have.
I have, definitely.
So we've got these harnesses over, and peculiarly, your feet are free, but your ankles are shackled. Which is a really peculiar sensation. But we're waiting to go, and then apparently we're sitting down, and at some point we will go into the flying position.
I think you will recognise when we go into the flying position by the screens.
Okay then. So so here we go. We're on air. Let's try it.
There we go.
The floor has dropped away from us, which is most disconcerting. And we've gone up into the... gone into the flying position. We're sort of like babies crawling on all fours, aren't we? Without needing to actually crawl. Arms dangling down. Ankles against the shackles. We're going through the concrete tunnel. And starting to climb up. Well, looks high, doesn't it, now?
It looks quite high, now you mention it.
On the ground, it didn't look like it. It was just like you would in a roller coaster, just going up to the top of the first big dip.
Probably about 30 feet off the ground, 40. Oh, there's a dip, there's a valley.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, no.
It does look very, very high.
We come
to the top, but you're just looking straight down at the ground.
Well, I believe it doesn't go that fast.
Well, that's what we've been told, but the brakes are on and the brakes are off.
Oh!
And away we go! Oh, no! God! I can feel my full English breakfast coming back. And then we flipped up.
I can fly.
The hail is pouring into your face.
Upside down.
Oh! It seems pretty fast, and there's absolutely nothing between you and the ground. Oh, we go again.
Corkscrew. What?
That's the standing stones. I really do feel incredibly unwell, actually. Oh, and there we go. I suppose...
I have my
arm. Oh, the good thing about it is if you're sick, it goes straight down. Oh, dear. Well...
You all right, love?
I felt better. It is a great ride, but...
Best without the fried mushrooms, probably.
Probably. Well, I'm not going to have the fried mushrooms on board for much longer.
Fine. Ta-da!
And we're back. Do they provide sick bags with them? Oh, dear.
Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.
Always get the girls in the back. That's No Doubt featuring Bounty Killer and Hey Baby. This is Mark and Lard, and we're live from Alton Towers. See, that's a modicum of a cheer, isn't it, Ralph?
Yeah, that's a sort of cheerette.
A cheerette, yeah. Ralph Little is with us today, and that sort of... sort of summed up how it feels to be on air before, didn't it?
That was definitely, yeah.
Just at the end of that was your first sight of me, wasn't it? When it's sort of like, there's a photo. You've got your photo where you look very excited and quite sort of macho and glamorous.
Oh, well, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, and my photo is looking at, I'm just ready to chuck.
You're
aren't
definitely
I?
Keeping those fried mushrooms. They're just the virgin on the bottom of your throat there going, I want to come out.
And shortly after that, honestly, we came in and said, we went on air and like, we recorded it and then we went on, I said, is the recording okay, because I want to go on Nemesis, but if I do too many rides, I'll feel ill before the show. They said, no, the recording's fine. So then we went on Nemesis, and they said, actually, I think we'll do it again, so I had to go back on. That was what it was.
It was very nice. And my introduction to you this morning was, this is Mark, and then you had to go, listen, I've got to go and get a glass of water.
I know, yeah.
Was it?
Can I talk to you later?
Yeah, nice to meet you.
It was my first greeting to Ralph. But anyway, right, we are here. We're in situ. We're right by air in the new air shop. Alton Towers opens to the public tomorrow for the season, and all this stuff will be flying off the shelves, I imagine, because there's a lot of shoplifters coming. But Lardy Boy is over with the band in the Sum 41 in an area. Are you there, Lardinio?
Think so, yeah. Oh, definitely so, yes.
Right, okay then.
I'm joined now by some of the punters. Can I call you punters? Do you mind? Are you insulted by that?
That's a good start, lad.
Yeah, no, they've just gone. I'll get three more.
I mean, there's loads of them, isn't there?
Yeah,
I mean,
there's millions of them here, mate.
Disposable civilians, that's what you
Disposable
want.
Civilians, that's much nicer, isn't it? Okay, disposable civilian number one, what's your name?
Lindsay.
And can you tell me why you're here today?
Because I love Gareth. I love Derek.
You love Derek?
Yeah.
Does Derek know about this?
No.
Is it mutual, Derek?
Well, we've never met before.
We've never met before. Derek, Lindsay. Lindsay, Derek. Oh. Surprise, surprise. I'm going to have to buy a new hat. No, I think I'm probably not going to buy a new hat.
Is that Derek out of Sum 41?
Well, he's got a guitar with him.
Wow.
Oh, hang on.
Duck.
Oh, low-flying aircraft. Okay. Right, so you're a big fan of Sum 41 then, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me the catalogue number of the first album? I think even Derek can tell us that. But have you enjoyed your performance so far?
Yeah.
Right, can I say a bit more than yes? Tell me, use some longer words than yes. I mean, four letters will do.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant, hang on. B-R-I-L-L-I-A, and there's about nine that, roughly speaking. Okay, are we all ready for more Sum 41? Yeah! I've got a bloke here, he's a bit of a gimp, but I best give him a go, because he got on stage. What's your name, mate?
My name's Bosco.
Right, Bosco, that'll do, I think. Right, OK, you ready, lads? Now, we and Cone have rehearsed this. So what are you going to do now, Cone?
Fat lip.
Way! OK, fat lip, take it away.
Sum 41 performing live beneath the River of Blood at Nemesis at Alton Towers, and that was Fat Lip. We'll have a chat with them later, and we'll also have another tune from them. Lardy boys, come back. Your interview technique's getting, you know, it's getting a good workout today, isn't it, really?
Well, I've had Libby Purvis on.
Oh, have you?
Right. Oh, I wish she just wants to go out with me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, that's an exclusive.
Okay, excellent, right. So, I mean, are people standing up to the conditions out there? I've not gone out for ages, actually.
They are a bit war-torn, but when the band fires, there'll be some little mosh pit. It's great.
Is it? Right,
plenty of energy. Okay, oh, yes.
I can't move. I'm sort of starting to feel okay as long as I sit here and don't go anywhere. But, you know, as soon as I move outside, I start feeling queasy again.
Well, don't go.
John and Kirsten are getting married today in York, Cestershire somewhere, so can you give them a mustn't grumble?
Mustn't grumble!
That seems to be from Lynn Morris, yeah. And a biggity-biggity-bong for Rachel Greenwich and Stuart Newman, who are getting married tomorrow.
Biggity-biggity-bong!
That's from The Hideous Replicants. And also, we can't do stop carry-ons because there's nothing to stop, is there, really?
No,
we could do one anyway, couldn't we?
Stop! Carry on!
I actually stopped you in mid-sentence.
You did, so it did work, right, yeah. That is for my husband Andrew's working his butt off at Signs and Designs while I'm sat at home chilling, says Tracy Rayner.
Born idle women.
All right, then, we've got Ralph Little here, we have got Sum 41, we better talk to our competition winners and see how they're getting on at some point, I think, hadn't we, as well?
Definitely.
This is Mark and Lard, live from Alton Towers on Radio 1.
Newsflash, I just entered the building.
Neutral station, BBC, Summer 2002.
One extra.
But the volume so your eardrums are rattling.
Extra. Extra.
Fans of black music.
I can seem to calm my mind.
A new chapter of black music is coming soon.
For the next 3 weeks, One Extra takes over Radio 1. Still to come. Money Realm, R&B, Femme Fatale, UK Garage, Semtex, Hip Hop, Global Mix, Dance from Around the World, The Hardest Crew, and Asherwell Movement.
One Extra.
For the next 3 weeks, Monday and Wednesday night, One Extra takes over Radio 1.
www.bbc.co.uk/One Extra.
Mark and Lard, Big Day Out.
Big Day Out.
On Radio 1.
My body too bootylicious for you, baby.
Destiny's Child and Bootylicious. It's coming up to 3 minutes past
two.
And this is Mark and Lard at Alton Towers. And we're going to have some more live music from Sum 41 a bit later. We'll be finding out very shortly from Ralph Little how he's been getting on and what he's up to at the moment. But let's have a chat with our competition winners. Rachel is here. Are you all right, Rachel?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah,
and Catherine as well.
Hi.
Who is the official winner.
The official winner.
So how many mates did you get to bring with you in the end, Rachel?
I got five.
Well, that wasn't bad. that as a runners-up prize, was it, really?
I wouldn't have 40 friends.
Well, I know. Who's got 40 friends? But, well, Catherine, did you get a big bus of friends then?
We had two extra. I bought 43, but they've done anyone.
That's
little Miss Popular.
We can't do that. The whole point of it
it's
was...
these two here that were the extra.
Right, security. Oh, I mean, the whole point of it was the sum had to be 41.
I know, there's some 43 now, so do
well, it. Well, there's nothing else for it. They'll have to change the name.
It's just blown the whole thing, hasn't it? Yeah, well, you can try that. So what's it been like so far, Rachel, today?
Very good. Very windswept and wet.
Well, I know, yeah. But I mean, you've got these trousers that drag about 3 feet behind you on the floor. What do you expect? You
know? I know, they're soaking.
You could bring the ice. I'm sorry about the weather.
Well, you know, she's a mosher. If you get a pair of scissors to them just above your kneecap, she'll still look all right, your mate. No problem. Right.
Fashion tip from a man in a red boiler suit.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Sorry.
And how's it been for you, Catherine?
It's been brilliant. We've all had a really good time so far.
I'm sorry about the weather. You're freezing to death.
No, I'm not cold. It's all the adrenaline, you see. It's keeping us all warm.
Right. And have you had a chance to go on the new rides yet?
Definitely.
What's it like for you then? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was very scary at first, but then when you go on again, it's all right.
You've been on a few times. What about you, Catherine?
It's absolutely brilliant. I went on it twice. It's really, really good.
Is it?
Really,
right.
You really do feel like you're flying. It's brilliant.
Right. Did you have a fried breakfast?
No, I didn't. Ah. I had some lunch in the hotel just like only like half an hour ago or something. So
doing well.
It didn't reappear. So
well, that's the right. So, well, you're one up on me then, certainly, right, yeah. And, so, and what about the band then? Have you enjoyed watching them?
I just missed their last song. But
oh, did you?
Well, they made me go on air and have microphones on me.
Oh, right, so we're going to hear
but
you.
The first one, it was really, really good.
So we're going to hear your experience on there. So what's that? You've come from Harper Adams University, Shropshire's not that far, is it?
No, it's only about an hour away.
No, oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
It was really close, right.
So what time do you go back? Are you staying up the whole day, or have you got...
Whatever time we get kicked out, I think.
And then what time do you get kicked out, Joe?
3 o'clock, I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
We've got to be back for it's our St Patrick's Day ball tonight. So
oh, is
we've
it?
We've got to be back for that, yeah.
Oh,
would you like to come?
Well, no, we're going to have a St Patrick's Day ball on. No, we've got to stay here. Because we're coming back on the park tomorrow.
Okay.
We've got to go on Oblivion tomorrow.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. And what about you, Rachel? Where have you come from again?
I'm born in Lincolnshire.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
So, wasn't far, really.
No, no, no. And you were skiving off school today, aren't
yep,
you?
Yep, definitely.
Right, and all the mates. And there was a teacher who was... do the school know where you are? Or is it like
yeah,
six...
they do now.
Do they?
They figured out on Thursday, and my friend was shouting in the background, they've dobbed us in. And the teacher said, because we do media studies, that we have to make her an essay after this the whole day.
Ah,
what a doss.
Right, okay. Well, it is a DOS. It's our job and it's a DOS,
isn't
it? So they can have an assignment on it. All right, well, who's the teacher?
Mr. Williams.
Oh, Mr. Williams.
Oh,
enough respect.
All right,
we do, yeah. Great, well, I'm glad you're enjoying the day. We'll hear your exploits on air a little bit later on, all right. And it's Catherine and Rachel. Yay! Gorillaz and Clint Eastwood. We should say a big thank you to the guy at Chicken Joe's who's feeding everybody.
Thanks.
So, you can catch this on the website, actually.
Is that right?
It's all online, as well as pictures and everything of us on air, if you'd like to see what it all looks like. It's quite interesting. It's worth seeing.
Yeah.
So, where's Joe? Where's he gone?
Gone.
What is it? Just www.bbc.co.uk and...
/Radio 1.
I should know this by now. And then what?
And then that's it.
And it's all on the website. Lots of pictures of what's going on down here at Alton Towers. As I say, Ralph Little is with us today. I suppose everybody knows you mainly as Anthony from the Royal Family.
Yeah,
you get people going. So how did that come about? I mean, because, you've been in stuff before that, but most people wouldn't have been aware of you before that, I don't suppose, would they?
Well, actually, I did a series called Children's Ward, a kids series. And they had on one of the episodes, they had a star guest, erstwhile DJ, the name of Mark Radcliffe.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah,
do you remember doing that?
I do remember doing it, but I didn't know what it was about because I'd never seen Children.
No.
I didn't know what the programme was about at all.
It was one of the classic episodes, definitely. In fact, a classic series.
Right.
So, and that was probably certainly the best moment of my career. After that, it all went a bit downhill.
Right, okay.
Went into the Royal Family. No, I'd done Children's Ward and...
Were you at drama school before? I mean, you were same school as me, weren't you?
I was going to go to medical school, rather, oddly.
Right.
And I was doing my A-levels, all the science A-levels, and I was just doing a bit of acting. meeting, I took a bit of time out to film the Royal Family.
Yeah.
Then that got a delay, and then that got broadcast at the same time as I started university, medical school in Manchester.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then after 4 weeks, you know, things started going well, so I dropped out. So I don't know anything about medicine, but I can tell you anything you need to know about your gums.
Right. Oh, well.
That's everything I learned.
Give me 5 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so you had no formal acting training at all? I mean,
no.
So how did Carol and Craig pick on you for being Anthony?
Well, I was, I used to go with a little sort of drama group on Saturday afternoons, just improvising and messing around, and it was kind of a laugh and a place to meet people because I was very lonely as a child.
Right.
And the woman who ran that just set up an agency, and I went, oh, I don't really know what that is, but I'll have a go.
Yeah.
And that was how I got an agent, and, you know, Children's Ward was not long in coming, and like I said, that was the best.
The character of Anthony is so perfect, isn't it? Because I remember when I was growing up, I had a mate called Steve, and he had a younger brother called Paul, and he had to do everything. Every cup of tea, answer the door, just completely...
And still get called a lazy arse.
Yeah. Well, the best one is when I get, like, girls... Well, obviously, the best one is when I get girls coming up to me. Hmm. But sometimes I get girls coming up to me and they go, oh, my family now calls me Anthony. I mean, we're talking about girls saying this. So, right. I mean, that's really good that we had that kind of effect on everyone.
Spot on.
I mean, when you first saw it, it's like, you know, the script. Blimey, it's just people sitting on the couch watching telly. Did you think this will never work?
Well, I always remember I got a script through this, got sent through the post, and I went upstairs and was in my bedroom. I was reading them. And I went downstairs and watched the telly after I'd read them all, and my mum went, it's not very good, is it? What do you mean? She said, well, you know, I didn't hear you laugh once. And I was like, well, thanks, Mum. That's really the kind of encouragement I need to hear.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't at first because there was no jokes in it. So I was like, I don't know if this is very funny. But then, you know, we went in for the read through and Ricky Tomlinson came in and was just being Ricky all over the place. And,
yeah.
I thought, oh, yeah, this might actually work.
Yeah, I know. And one of the bits I like, I've watched it again and again, you keep picking up more and more bits. But one of the things that, like, is that you and your mate, what's his name? He's in Corry now, wasn't
he? Andrew Wyman, he played Darren.
Darren. I mean, that was a great pair of money. And he could, I mean, you were much cooler than him. He could never get the Ali G impression, could he?
Well, thing is, that came about because Ali G was massive at the time when we were filming. And I went on and I said something, I can't remember, I did some Ali G phrase. And because all me and my mates were all doing the impression, trying to do it. And Caroline went, oh, that's going in. So I went, all right. And he couldn't do it.
No.
And he was really, really worried. Because everybody thinks, oh, that acting was great when he was pretending he couldn't do it. Bless him. Andy has the worst Ali G impression in the world, and he's going, yeah, right, you're a batty boy. It sounded absolutely terrible.
More like Johnny Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a brilliant pair in that. And we'll talk about what you're doing now, because you've got a new thing coming out, but we're going to play a track off 24 Hour Party People, which is the new film about the whole Tony Wilson Hacienda Factory Records thing in Manchester, close to our hearts. Presumably it was all way before your time. I mean, how old are you now?
22.
Slip of a lad.
And he's never even met Hokie.
Well, that's it. In the film, you play Peter Hook, the bass player in New Order. But you have sort of met him.
I met him once, very, very briefly, because we recreated the Hacienda for this huge night, got 1,500 people in and everything. And Hookie came down, and I was dressed up as Hookie when, you know, now. So I had this really bad ponytail on and this pathetic stubble.
I hope you don't meet him now.
No, I'm not saying he had a bad ponytail.
He did have a bad ponytail.
Yeah, he did. You said it.
I didn't say it. I thought it was fantastic.
We've all said it.
No, I've backtracked like a don. Now.
Yeah, don't blame him.
Yeah, but and I had this thing on, and he just took one look at me and burst out laughing, and I just went, "Mate, I'm so sorry." And he went, "Oh, don't worry about it," and walked away. I thought it could have gone better.
Right. Okay.
So I'm hoping to meet him again now. But apparently he's seen the film and he thinks it's okay. So that's fine.
Okay. He's a top man.
He's a top man. We were trying to get him down here today, actually. Yeah. We were trying to put the two of you together, but it didn't quite work out. These things rarely do with us, do you? I mean, were you aware of all that Manchester bands when you were growing up? I mean, you were too young to go to the Hacienda. What you were saying, you were 12 when it closed.
Yeah, I think I was 12 when it closed the first time. So to be honest, it did all kind of pass me by a little bit. I remember when we walked into the Hacienda when it was recreated. People were walking and going, oh wow, I used to sit there. Some people were going in with tears in their eyes, and I walked in and I went, oh, is that what it was like then? Fair enough, it's a building then. So because it just didn't have that same, it was a bit like a history lesson for me.
So,
well, you say you were 12 when it finished. I mean, I went to the opening night and Bernard Manning was on.
Really?
Must picture that.
Goodness me. How old would that make? Oh, no,
don't go there.
It's all right on ages.
Nearly some 41.
He's all right on ages because whichever way you do it, he comes out younger than me.
Yeah.
All right.
Still, after all these years. And who else is in the screen New Order? Because there's what's his name? John Sims?
John Sims playing
People know
Bernard
him. Sumner. What's his favourite?
Oh, John's done loads of stuff. He's
the
done
Lakes. The Lakes, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was brilliant in Lakes, and he's just done Crime and Punishment on the BBC.
That's right, yeah.
and he's a bit of a special actor, his John. But I mean, there were some fantastic actors in there, and Paddy Considine, who not a lot of people know his name, but they recognise his face. He's possibly the best actor I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
Plays Rob Gretton. Now you know Rob Gretton was an amazing character.
Yeah. And I just manager thought, of Joy Division in New Orleans.
Right, yeah. And well, I just thought when I met Paddy, I thought, oh, they've cast him very well. He's just dead like him. And it took me about 2 weeks to realise that Paddy's from Nottingham, well, from Derby.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound anything like him or look anything like him. And I thought, oh, that's some pretty impressive casting because he's an amazing actor. So, you know, they really did get a lot of people in, and hopefully it's going
to
be good.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. And Peter Kay, our mate Peter Kay,
yeah,
is in it as well.
Is,
and of course, Steve Coogan is the main
yeah,
star.
Yeah, Steve's
of the
playing
piece,
Tony Wilson, and he's very, very funny in it. But Peter Kay, you've got to look out for him because he steals it a little bit. It's very funny.
As you would expect, he does, yeah. All right, well, we'll have a track from the soundtrack album of 24 Hour Party People. This is Moby with New Order. Do you play? Are you a musician?
I was one of those kids that tried to growing up, like picked up a guitar every now and again, and then after an hour when I realised I couldn't play all the tunes that I really liked,
you
I gave it up again.
Yeah, Bucky had the same problem.
Yeah,
only
I heard
joking.
That. I heard that.
You said that. All right then, so from the soundtrack of 24 Hour Party People, this is Moby with New Order and the old Joy Division song New Dawn Fade. Right, that is Moby with New Order, New Dawn Fades. Indeed. From the soundtrack of 24 Hour Party People. Right, there's me and Lard sat here at Alton Towers. Very civilised.
Dry.
A few bedraggled waifs and strays.
All right.
Keep blowing in. All right, yeah, OK. And now that Rose in Exeter, Cestershire has been on, she says, dear lads, now look what you've done. I planned on having a big fry-up for tea tonight, but now I feel sick.
Yes.
In the interest of caring and sharing, could you not go on any more rides on air, please?
Yes.
So we can probably sort that out. Ralph Little has gone off to go on another ride. Right,
what's
so,
he on now? Nemesis? Is
I
it?
Don't know. He's a glutton for punishment, that
he is,
lad, isn't he?
Certainly.
He's a top man, though, isn't he?
He is, great.
Top man. And Grant Davis has been on. He says, as you're away for a couple of weeks, please could I do. I was having a drink then for my lovely bread knife, Kate's 30th birthday on the 25th of March.
Are
right?
you sure about this?
Well, it's all right. They can mop it up later, can't they?
Oh, you're having a drink then?
Well worth the mess, I think, right? I think you've
just
got over the boots of the PR lady from Alton Towers. So, hopefully we'll have a bit of a chat with some of the guys from Sum 41 who are on the way down here, I think, but we'll have an advert in the meantime.
Down the beach, down the beach, beach.
One, live in Miami. Next Friday, Radio 1 is live from Miami. We're hooking up with the cream of the world's DJs, artists, and producers to bring you the big new tunes you'll be hearing this year. From 6, Pete Tong's Essential Selection is coming live from Nikki Beach, along with Derek Carter, DJ Dan, and Express 2. Then, from 9, Danny Rampling is on the beach party with local hero Robbie Rivera and U.S. house legend Frankie Knuckles. Get online to check out all the details. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Get ready to hear the future anthems live from Miami next Friday at 6 p.m. Bring it back to me. On Radio 1.
That's Nelly featuring City Spud and Ride With Me, and this is us, and we're live from Alton Towers.
Yay!
Just a load of people have come in to shelter from the rain, and so I just thought I'd use them for a great big fantastic cheer.
It's the least you can do.
It is, yeah. I enjoyed it so much, I think we'll have another.
Yay!
Are you all Catherine's mates from Harper Adams?
Yay!
Good, is that? Now, this is good, you see, a collective answer. Are you all going to get rat-arsed tonight at the St. Patrick's Day Ball?
Yay!
You're a right communicator, you aren't you?
I know, you see. It must be like this for the Pope.
Yeah.
On the balcony at St. Peter's.
He drives around on a GoPed, doesn't he? Oh, no, it's a Pope mobile.
Oh,
all right.
I always get them mixed up. Yes, yeah. All right, then. And also, Derek, the landlord from the pub at the end of our street, is here. So that.
Yay!
All right, you know, so major celebrities in the house.
And us. Best bang a tune on.
Actually, you could hear the wind howling through. that worked particularly well. We have got more live music come from Sum 41. We'll hear what happened when Catherine and Rachel went on air.
I think I can guess.
What happened was a lot of screaming, actually. But we'll hear that a bit later on. And also, we were hoping to have a chat with some of the guys from Sum 41, but they're strapped into a ride somewhere, and who can blame them? So we'll get all that in the last half hour, but this is Pure Tone.
Base.
This is very half-hearted dancing from our mud-splattered urchins here. Well, it's pathetic, that. Right, OK, that's Pure Tone, and everyone's addicted to bass.
Radio 1.
Coming soon, all the things that I said before, plus we'll have tunes from Missy Elliott and Nickelback. It's just gone 2.30, actually it's 2.31 on Radio 1, and with the news, Matt Barbette.
The backpacker murderer faces life behind bars.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Robert Long is expected to be jailed for life after being found guilty of starting a fire which killed 15 backpackers, including 7 Britons. They burnt to death in the hostel they were staying in Queensland in June 2000. Ken Morris's daughter Natalie died in the blaze.
I didn't think I could be so joyful because it doesn't fetch my daughter back, but at least we've had justice now for the 15 youngsters and for their families.
It turns out British holidaymakers have been told not to fly on planes like the one which crashed in Cuba, killing 16 people, including 4 from the UK. They all died when the 50-year-old Russian biplane on its way to the tourist island of Cayo Coco came down near Santa Clara. Travel reporter Simon Calder says they're just too dangerous.
The Foreign Office actually warns people that they shouldn't step aboard these things. It's the sort of event that I'm afraid is all too frequent in Cuba.
Riot police have attacked protesters at the EU summit in Barcelona. Hundreds of anti-globalisation activists are in the city where European leaders are meeting. A drug which can be used to treat advanced breast cancer can now be used by NHS doctors throughout England and Wales. Herceptin costs around £20,000 a year just for one patient. Many health authorities have claimed it was just too costly. The Home Office has apologised to a family from Pakistan who want to live here for sending them 2 letters addressed to Mr. Paki. Simeon Robert, who got the letter, says he was astonished officials could be so offensive. Bury are back from the brink after raising £20,000 in 2 weeks. It's enough to keep the second division side alive till the end of the season. It comes as European football chiefs meet in Switzerland. They want to stop players earning too much cash. They're worried with the money from TV rights starting to fall, they can't afford £100,000 a week players. Many fans agree.
It's all about money, money, money.
I wish I could get the same.
It's just too much money, you know?
They're just sucking up the best players from the lower divisions who can't afford to keep them, taking the cream from everyone else.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 3:30. 30.
One. Mark and Lars, big day out. Live from Alton Towers with Sum 41 on Radio 1. Radio 1.
Mark Radcliffe, he's worth the license fee alone.
Never made it as a wise man.
I got to quite like that now, actually.
Well, steady.
I mean,
steady.
It's you're a rock chick, aren't you? That's Nickelback and How You Remind Me.
Stickleback?
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
And before that, it was Missy Elliott and For My People. Mm. Good afternoon. It's 22. And this is me and him, and we're at Alton Towers today, where we've been sampling the delights of the new ride Air. If you want to sample it, then it's open tomorrow.
It certainly is.
That's when you can come in and try it.
And so, it's great.
And it is great, it is, yeah. We've got more live music from Sum 41 coming up a little bit later on, but obviously a big part of today has been the winners, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, Catherine, who blew it by bringing 2 extras, so it was Sum 43.
It don't work, does it?
It don't work at all.
No.
Catherine Hansen and all her pals from Harper Adams University in Shropshire, and Rachel, we gave the runners-up prize to of a people carrier full of her mates to come because we just didn't have the heart not to.
No, because they love me.
She was telling me before as well because she knows loads about Sum 41. She's a huge fan of the band and everything.
Right.
And one of the questions on the final was who is the youngest?
Right.
And so she looked through all the papers, she had it all out, and he saw 1981 Steve-O and thought, oh, that makes him the oldest, so said someone different. And of course, it did make him the youngest.
Oh, yeah.
And so she very nearly could have won. But as she said, she didn't have 40 mates, but who does?
No.
Right, so let's find out what happened when Rachel and Catherine went on the new ride Air.
Oh my god, the floor's gone down. Okay, so we're about to. Oh my god, I'm upside down!
We're now just approaching to come zooming down.
We're getting to the top. We're getting
and
closer.
I don't like heights.
We're getting closer. Now you got to stick your arms out in front like you're flying.
We're flying.
No, don't hold on. Oh, here we go. We're now Realm Towers. Woo! Here we go. Yeah!
Woo! Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember that. Yeah. That bit.
That's a good bit. Don't remember that bit.
I was feeling bilious by this point.
I was looking at you.
Awesome.
Very eloquent. A bit like ourselves.
What you just said.
It is. Yeah,
strangely enough, isn't it? What a coincidence. But there you go. I mean, I think that encapsulates the full experience of air, don't
it's a
you?
Good day out.
Better than anything we could say, I think. Well, Ralph's back. Where have you been, Ralph?
I've just been on air myself, actually.
Have you again?
I have. It was great fun.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, it's right over the top. I thought I saw Fat Harry White walking along. I think he's in the grounds. I don't know if he's coming in for a surprise interview.
Not got a pass.
No, right. Oh, well, I don't know.
Security!
You're a big fan of the old Fat Harry, aren't you?
I've always enjoyed his work.
Right. His oeuvre. Yes, no, he is. He's a fine man. We're getting ready for our last song from Sum 41, which we'll do very shortly, but this is More Fire Crew.
Hey, look at them More Fire Boys. You've seen them More Fire Boys.
Can you do a biggity-biggity-bong for all the boys at Hadley Shop Fitters in Portsmouth, lad, says Matt?
Biggity-biggity-bong.
And also a biggity-biggity-bong in a Fred Elliott style for my wife Frances as we travel to Cornwall, Cestershire for a large weekend with the Cornish Coles, says Ian Marlowe.
Biggity-biggity-biggity-bong.
He also offered to share that biggity-biggity-bong with other listeners in the interest of caring and sharing.
So generous.
And that is so nice.
This is Radio 1 Music. This is Radio 1 Music.
Funny baby that you want me when you had me, love is crazy.
This is Radio 1 Music. Radio 1 Music.
Great tune, that, isn't it?
Love it.
Not heard that for ages. Eve featuring Gwen Stefani and Let Me Blow Your Mind. We're coming near the end of our programme here at Alton Towers. Chris Moyles will follow us. He's got John Culshaw on, talking about the new Dead Ringers TV show.
Looks great, that, actually.
And I think Chris is following Sum 41 around, isn't he?
I think so, yes.
Something like that. We'll find out a bit about that later on. So, as I say, we're more or less finished here. We're going to have a live song from Sum 41. I'm going to brave the elements. I've had the easy job, actually.
Well, we've got an umbrella. You'll be right.
I stayed in, and I should just say, right, apropos of nothing, that I still feel absolutely dreadful. So, if you're going on air and Nemesis in quick succession, don't do what I did.
No.
Last night.
Absolutely.
Just have too much to drink and then a cooked breakfast on it. So Ralph Little is back, and it's been great having you yesterday. Thanks a lot for coming.
It's been a lot of fun.
And you were going to go at 3 o'clock, but you're not going till tomorrow morning.
I've heard there's a chance of a drink and a hotel room tonight, so I'm staying.
Right, okay, then, excellent. Just tell us about this new thing you're doing with Neil Morrissey, isn't it?
Yeah, me, Neil Morrissey, and Charlie Dale are playing three brothers in a
Charlie Dale was out of Corrie, wasn't he?
He was. He played Dennis. He just died.
Actually, he did a brilliant Joe Cocker on. Did you see him on that?
He did, but he's got a very, very good voice on him.
He's a good singer. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Well, he's a Welsh boy, you see. Nationality of voices.
Yes.
So with me and Charlie and Neil are playing three brothers who run a warehouse business in Nottingham. And we're a little bit dodgy. We sell a little bit of dodgy knockoff gear.
Yeah.
It's very serious, very drama, a bit of a departure for me.
Right.
Hopefully it'll be good.
Right, okay,
basically.
Yeah. Have you done it? Have you finished it?
No, we've got about 3 weeks left to go. It's been 4 months. It's been a long haul. It's been 4 months.
And when's it coming out?
I don't know yet. Sometime
what's it called? Do you know that?
Paradise Heights.
Paradise Heights. What channel? Is it a BBC?
BBC One,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, we look forward to that. As I say, it's been great to see you. Ralph Little,
thank
everybody.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it was terrific. Oh, well, that's a big round there. A few thank yous also just to Louise and Emma at Alton Towers, who've looked after us very well, and all our engineers who hugged boxes and cables and so much gear around the park. And so the Dark Prince, as usual, and Nico Bobbiness and Phil Booth and Charlie Cargo, who mixed the band, and all the usual crew, of course, Shelley and Natasha, and Genial Joe's worked his nads off.
Yep.
Right, you know, did you want to reiterate that?
No, I don't need to reiterate that.
Fair enough. You know, friends and Dick the Buttocks Cruttock in a house and everything, everybody. So, thanks for having a great day. We'll have a bit of Kylie Minogue, during which time we'll rush across to the Sum 41 stage and give it a big brassy tart of a finish, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, are we there? Right, did we not hear any of that before then?
No!
That was a scintillating interview, that. I just revealed why Cohn got his name.
Why was that, though?
I'm not telling you now. I mean, if you missed it, we're not doing it, right? So, where are you playing tonight, Dave?
We are playing it in Portsmouth.
All right, then. By helicopter now, is it?
By helicopter after this song, yes, that's true.
How utterly thrilling, isn't it? Show business.
It's thrilling.
There you go. We're all suitably thrilled. Everybody had a good time?
Yay!
All right, thanks a lot for coming and withstanding the conditions and the weather. We hope you've had a good time. We hope you've had a good time listening to it. Thanks to Sum 41 for coming. I know it was a lot of effort to get here. When are you going to play for the last one, Derek?
Motivation.
Sum 41, Motivation!
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1
Wow, it sounds like they had a great time, didn't it, Dave?
Yes, it did.
Hello, Alton Towers!
Wow, oh, that's
excellent.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? And apparently Sum 41 have now got to go into a big helicopter and fly all the way down to... I can't even be bothered to do the link, to be quite honest.
It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Anyway, here we are. This is me and Dave. We're live from the studios of Radio 1 in London. And playing live later will be Peter Andre.